Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, Lum is sitting on the front porch of Mountain View Inn. Dick Huddleston is just approaching. Listen.
Yeah, honey, Dick.
Yeah, how are you today, Lum?
Oh, just only tolerably, Dick. Come on up on the porch and sit a while.
You seem to be taking life pretty easy here.
Yeah, just sitting here reading the weekly paper from the county seat.
Yeah, wish that's all I had to do, sit out in the shade in a rocking chair this way.
Yeah, well, it ain't so bad. You ought to try it. Now, draw up that chair there, Dick.
Yeah, thank you, Lum. Well, what's new?
Oh, I don't know. It says here that Walt Wade got so excited over a fishing trip that he fell down the stairs and broke his arm.
What's new here at the hotel, Lum? What have you and Abner decided to do by now?
Oh, it's still the same as last night. My part of the hotel's all closed up. Abner's got the whole shebang.
Is he still just charging 25 cents a day for room and board?
Yeah. I can't fight such competition as that. I just had to close up.
Yeah.
I ain't making nothing, but I know I ain't losing nothing either. That's more than he'd say.
Why, yeah, he's bound to be losing money at that price.
Yeah, it'll take him just about a week to lose what little money he's got. Then he'll be ready to listen to reason. I'm just sort of hanging around waiting, like a hawk. When he goes broke, I'll take over the whole thing and run it like it ought to be run.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. I don't think we ought to sit back and see Abner lose what little money he's got saved up. He's worked too hard for it.
Let him go. Let him go. If he thinks he knows so much, let him find out for himself. It'll be a good lesson for him.
Well, more than likely, Lum, he just hadn't stopped to realize he's losing money. He thinks because he's doing a lot of business that he's making a profit.
Well, I admit he ain't got a over amount of brains in that head of his, but that ain't why he's doing this. He's just anxious to get my customers away from me and keep me from making any money that he got himself into this jam. He put the shoes on himself, now let him go ahead and wear them.
Well, I don't know now.
That's one of the new old Eddard sayings.
Well, I still think it'd be better for you to go in there and talk to him, Lum. Just talk the whole thing over with him and try to get this straightened out. You know, we've got an interest in this hotel ourselves. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I know, but that wouldn't work. If I done that, Abner'd get the idea that he win the argument. I'd rather just wait a few days and have him crawling on his hands and knees to me, begging me to go back in partnerships with him.
Oh, Lum, you're acting worse than Abner. This whole thing is ridiculous. And the worst part of it is it started over nothing, too.
Over nothing?
Yes, over nothing.
You call locking a man up in jail nothing?
He was just trying to help you, Lum, you know.
That's a fine way to help a friend, I'll say that.
Lum, he explained that all to you. He overheard you making a deal with Professor Collinmore to join up with him. And, brother, to see you get mixed up with a gang of jewel thieves, why, Abner locked you up in jail to keep you out of trouble. That's the whole thing.
Well, now, there's a lot I can't tell you, Dick. I'm swore to secrecies.
Secrecies?
But I will say that Abner never made a bigger mistake in his whole life. In the first place, if I was running the chance of getting in trouble, it was my own business. And in the second place, he might not ruin my reputation. Right, he's a locking the justice of the peace and president of the school board up in jail just like a criminal.
Yeah, well, now, just a minute. I'm not going to get into this argument myself, Lum. Just leave me out of it. But I do think we ought to help Abner some way. What if I went in there and talked to him and got him to apologize to you? Would you be willing to forget everything, Ann?
Well, to tell you the truth, Dick, I'm sort of working this thing out my own way. I've been working on a scheme this morning that'll fix him. Before I get done with him, he'll be willing to pay me to take over the hotel.
What are you going to do, Lum?
Never mind. He'll find out that Eddard's never quits fighting. Never.
Yeah, well, I can see that all right. But I just hate to see Abner losing money. And another thing, Lum, he's running up a big grocery bill down there at my store, the amount of stuff he's buying down there.
Boy, bound to be.
It's outrageous.
Bound to be the way he's feeding the guests there in the dining room. I never seen such meals in my life. I bet I ate a dollar's worth of grub in there for my dinner myself.
You mean you're eating in there, too?
Why, sure I am. I wouldn't miss out on a bargain like that for nothing. If it wasn't for just losing the argument, I'd love to see him make a success out of it, just so as I could eat there all the time.
Well, you know, if he keeps that up, Lum, he's going to start getting more customers, though, at that price. And the more customers he gets, why, the more money he'll lose.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Where is he now, inside there?
Yeah, I seen him in there a while ago behind the desk with his thumbs hung in behind his galluses like he owned the world.
I believe I'll go in there and have a little talk with him, Lum.
Yeah, you better have him pay that grocer bill up as he goes along. You're liable to be running that dining room in there and not know it.
Well, I'm not so much worried about that. I'll see you again before I leave.
What'd you say, Mr. Abner?
Them fellers in 103... Oh, well, howdy, Dick. Be with you in just a minute. Them fellers in 103 want some shaved ice, Cedric.
Shaved ice?
That's what they said.
How do you shave ice?
I don't know, Cedric. I don't know nothing about such as that. Shave it like you would anything else, I reckon.
Well, I ain't no barber, special no ice barber.
Well, you've been trying to shave yourself for a long time, Cedric. I've seen your face flashed up where you've been using your paw straight edge. Just put some lather on the ice and take a razor and shave it. You know as much about this as I do. You're the bellhop. Figure it out the best you can.
All right. We're giving some of the doggone the service here now. I've never seen it in my life.
Well, Dick, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, I guess, Abner. How's business?
Oh, it's just wonderful. Just plumb wonderful. See, I've got it all now. Old Long's even had to close up his part of the hotel.
Yeah, I know that, but... Are you making any money, Abner?
Well, to be honest, Dick, I'll tell you now, just puts me and you, of course, I wouldn't want this to go too far.
Hey, Mr. Abner, would you use a straight edge or a safety razor on that?
I told you, Cedric, I don't know and I don't care. Use any kind of a razor you can find.
One of them electric razors would be nice if I had one.
All right, use one of them then. I don't care.
Well, we ain't got none.
Oh. Well, just do the best you can and don't bother me, but get it shaved, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
It's on that boy. Oh, it's troubles as a man has run the hotel. Let's see now. Where was we at now, Dick?
I was just saying, Abner, that you can't make any money at the rates you're charging here. 25 cents a day for room and board. Well, you're going to lose everything you've got.
Yeah, that's what you think. I know what I'm doing.
Well, Abner, undoubtedly, you've got more sense to think you can make a profit at those prices.
Well, I am making a profit. I can give them their room and board and still make money.
Why, you couldn't be, Abner.
Well, I may as well tell you, Dick, ain't nobody listening.
No.
Don't breathe it to a soul.
Oh, sure. What is it?
Well, you know this detective, Mr. Wilson, that's staying here?
Yeah.
When he found out that me and Lum had divided up the hotel... He come to me and asked me to get this gang of jewel thieves to stand in my part of the hotel. Certain ones in certain rooms that he picked out.
What's his reason for that?
Well, he had some of them, phoned or... what do you call them things where you sit in another room and hear what all the folks in that room says?
Oh, dictaphone.
Yeah, dictaphone. That's it, that's it. He had them hid around behind pictures and under tables and everywhere. Then he run wires to his room, and he can sit there and hear everything they say.
Oh, I see. By George, he's a pretty slick one, ain't he?
Oh, yeah, he's smart. He's a brainy man. And he's giving me $5 a day for every one of that gang I can get to stay in them rooms that he's got them dictaphones in.
$5 a day? Well, I see how you can afford to charge a quarter and still make money.
Oh, yeah, sure. Of course, now, I am losing money on them two women from Louisiana and a couple others, but I'm making enough off the rest of them to make up.
Hey, Mr. Abner.
Oh, what is it now, Cedric?
I can't get that ice shaved.
Huh?
Every time I slap the hot towels on it, it melts down forever I can get the lather on it even.
Doggies, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, better call them and tell them that we ain't got none.
Well, wait a minute, Cedric. I think they just want the ice chopped up fine. I think that's what they mean.
Oh, yeah, well, try that then, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Chop it up. I'll get the electric.
Shaved ice. What will they think of me? Well, anyway, Dick, what I like best about this whole deal is... See, I'm putting one over on old Lum. I know good and well he's just sitting out there waiting for me to go broke. And it... Doggies, wait a minute. What's all the commotion outside there?
I don't know. Big crowd gathering out in front of the hotel.
Oh, must have been an accident or something. There's Izzy Seastronk and his woman. Caleb, we hunt. Oh, well, law me, looks like half the town's out there.
Yeah, wait a minute. Here comes Lom. Maybe he knows something.
Hey, what's all the excitement about, Lom?
Oh, nothing much. Abner, come on out and greet your new guest. I've been doing a little advertising for you, and on the strength of that 25 cents a day rate you made here at the hotel, I talked 17 big families into moving in and staying with you.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. I can't afford no such as that, Lom.
It was your own deal, 25 cents a day. Come on in, folks.
Poor Abner. 17 families at 25 cents a day.